You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't want to say it was the highlight of my weekend, but it might have been, and that's just getting a haircut. I mean, is that
sexy, where we are these sexy days?
And, you know, my wife does it these days, and she claims that she doesn't think she's very good at it. I went online and actually ordered another pair of, like, barber's scissors.
Oh, wow.
And we're thinking about getting a set of clippers, too. I mean, just setting up shop here in this house.
Now, does she do it with her eyes closed or open?
It's starting to look that way. No.
No, it looks fine.
You know, it's funny because I don't know if we're going to talk about this in trending or not, but George Clooney's in the news because of admitting how he cuts his hair. Maybe we can talk about it in trending. It's kind of funny. Anyway, so yeah, that was like the highlight. And I still haven't caught that mouse.
Oh, that's right.
And still I don't understand how that's even possible. When you put out a couple of traps, they're like guaranteed to work.
Put little breadcrumbs out or something right
Gretchen
to the
was
trap.
Real funny. She goes, maybe he left. I was like, yeah, right. Freezing cold weather. The mouse wants to be outside.
Yeah. He said, I'm out of here.
Don't think
little
so.
Mouse bags.
Do you think he went to some other house to visit friends and just hasn't come home yet? Is that it?
Could be.
What about you this weekend?
Busy weekend. Knick-Knack did a bunch of baking. She made some really good mint cookies. I actually got in there and made some magic bars. I talked my mom into handing over the recipe that she used to make when we were kids because I had a hankering. And
I saw your picture.
They turned out pretty darn good. Tasted like my youth, so that was pretty good. So a lot of baking, a lot of working on the house. I finished up painting and some of my door installs that I'm doing at the house. I'm swapping all the doors out. So I worked
on that. How do those look?
Really good, actually. Real good. I'll have to send you a picture in a little bit.
They're
coming
them?
Out nicely. I'm doing white. I'm going all white because the trim's white in the house. So I'm going white. Finished up Godless on Netflix. Highly recommend it. I know I'm a little late to the party. I think it came out like 2 years ago.
I'm even later because we've only watched the first episode.
It's pretty good.
No spoiler, dude.
No spoilers, but it's pretty good. And then I got caught up on The Mandalorian and a character from the original Star Wars movies pops up in the latest episode of The Mandalorian. So I was like, I was nerding out just a little bit. But through all that this weekend, through all everything we did, the one common denominator, the children were there the entire time. And I believe we heard the word mom or mommy or mama about 900 to 1,000 times this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole is just like, why don't you ever say dad? Dad, dad. No, it's mom, 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 look at me. Mom, look at this. Mom, can we do this? Mom. The children are always there, Dom, and both Nicole and I looked at each other at dinner last night, and we're like, we are in such desperate need of a date night.
Mm-hmm.
We miss date nights so bad. We've been with the kids. We love them to pieces, good little kids, but they've been around constantly since, like, March.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no break at all. I looked at her last night. I go, I miss Maggiano's.
Yeah, we've had that talk a couple of times.
I just want to go, I want to grab your hand, get in the car, and go sit at the bar at Maggiano's.
I feel you, dog.
For like a couple hours. And yep. Just get away from the children.
Yeah, we've had that talk about, you know, the simple pleasure of just going on a Friday happy hour that we used to love to do.
Isn't that funny?
But you know what's funny about what you said about your kids?
Yeah.
I was writing up a piece for the Mindbender Club mailer today. It's about how people have already started their New Year's resolutions for next year. They've like already started, you know, mentioning they're coming up with them. They're so anxious to flip the calendar. They want to know. And one of them that was in the top 10 of New Year's resolutions was spending more time with family. And so the first thought that went through my head is
who says that right now?
Right now?
Maybe not immediate family, but they're thinking maybe, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, people you haven't seen in a while.
That has to be what
that
it is.
That has to be it, because I guarantee you there's so
but
many.
But the average person, when they say, I want to spend more time with my family, they're usually talking about immediate family.
No, I guarantee you there's a ton of parents out there like me right now with little kids that are just at their limit.
I'm sure.
Limit. And we're like, oh, here we go. Monday, now we got to homeschool and back at it for another week.
I wonder if it's worse easier or the same when, because I have a college student who's living at the house.
Oh, it's got to be a lot easier. She's more independent.
She is independent to a certain
occupy
extent.
Occupy herself at least.
But
no, it's easier. She's not making a mess with Play-Doh in the kitchen. I guarantee you that.
No. Well, she just makes her own kind of messes, though. Mm. You know, and she gets into these, kind of like kicks. Like right now, she has discovered astrology.
All right.
And so now all we're hearing about are stars, you know, the star, not astronomy, astrology star stuff. Like what sign you're born under and what the star alignment means.
All the hippy-dippy stuff.
Exactly. And both Gretchen and I are like, shut up.
She stopped shaving her armpits.
She had to move out then.
All right.
Good luck
kids.
To you.
Kids, they're the worst, huh?
What do you think? You got a T-minus 6 months?
Is that at least, yeah. Probably. I don't see them going back to school in January. I really don't.
I don't either.
I miss you, Maggiano.